A day after hardline cleric Ebrahim Raisi won Iran's presidential election, global diplomats adjourned their sixth round of meetings over reviving a nuclear deal. It's the third time since talks began in April that deadlines have been missed to find agreement. Iran maintains it needs a guarantee the US won't walk out again. The two main contenders for next year's French presidential race both fared worse than expected in the first round of the country's regional elections. Marine Le Pen's national rally got 19%, almost 10 points behind her score in the last election, with President Macron's party taking 11%. Turnout was at an all-time low. One recent survey showed many citizens didn't even know what the elections were for. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants the UK to become a science superpower. The aim is to harness almost £15 billion of annual R&D spend to find solutions for the public good. The new Office for Science and Technology Strategy will be headed up by the government's chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance. UK supermarket Morrison has rejected an unsolicited proposal from US buyout firm CD&R, valuing it at some £5.5 billion. The retailer says the offer, at about 29% above Friday's closing price, undervalues the group. Under UK takeover rules, CD&R has 28 days to make a firm offer or walk away. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Desi Humphrey. This is Bloomberg.